USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting his administration's efforts to curb the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Biden speaking at the White House saying things will get worse before they get better.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around. But let me be equally clear. We will get through this.
President Biden also signing executive orders related to COVID-19. Regarding all the executive orders we're seeing from the Biden administration, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox News.
He knows the agenda and those executive orders he is signing are partisan, that's dividing. And I'm afraid that looking at this administration, if this is the start, what more is there to come?
McCarthy saying he also believes former President Trump will play an important role in the GOP. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is congratulating Chuck Schumer for becoming the first Jewish minority leader.
As this self-described kid from Brooklyn and son of an exterminator and a housewife became the first Jewish member of Congress to lead either chamber, an historic milestone.
The Kentucky Republican warning Schumer not to get rid of the legislative filibuster. And the new Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on his Republican colleagues to cooperate and help confirm key Biden cabinet officials as soon as possible.
Even as power changes hands from one administration to the other, the work of keeping our nation safe must not be paused or be disrupted.
Facebook is handing its indefinite suspension of former President Trump's account over to an independent oversight board. Facebook saying the board has final say on the most difficult content decisions Facebook makes. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The woman accused of stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop during the Capitol Hill riot is under house arrest. A court released 22-year-old Riley Williams into the custody of her mother. She will be monitored by a GPS device. The FBI is still investigating a claim Williams intended to sell the computer to Russian intelligence. The Pennsylvania woman's attorney said many of the allegations against her were overstated by an abusive ex-boyfriend. The attorney also saying the ex-boyfriend is the reason she chose to shut down her social media accounts. In the NFC Championship game set for Lambeau Field Sunday afternoon just after 1:05 Mountain Time, the Green Bay Packers will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. NFL Hall of Famer and former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman says Tom Brady will be ready to play in the cold.
Even though Tom Brady's talked about his blood thinning as he's been in Tampa Bay for so long now, he knows what this is all about, having spent all those years in New England. I don't expect the weather to be a factor for him. And I really don't for Tampa Bay either. I think it's really more of a mindset once you get out there and get acclimated to it.
Right.
But this is a really good Packers team, so I think it's going to be a challenge to be able to go in there and be able to come out with a victory.
In the second game, the Kansas City Chiefs will host the Buffalo Bills. Temperatures expected to be in the mid-40s at Arrowhead. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.